This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. Good Sunday, and welcome to the Sports Overnight America NFL Rewind. Now, live with a call from Phoenix, your host, Andy Dorf.
Good evening, good morning. I don't know whatever it is for you. All I know is it is the NFL Rewind and Sports Overnight America for me, Andy Dorf. Welcome in, everybody. Wild week in the NFL, as it always is. We all know that. Not good to be an NFL kicker once again in some cases. And then some other cases, actually a pretty good case to be an NFL kicker. Like guys who kick for the Carolina Panthers or the Cleveland Browns who get another victory. And I can't believe I'm even saying that when I think about it. Another victory for the Cleveland Browns. Packers go down in Detroit looking not very good, to be quite honest with you. But again, a lot of missed field goals for them. And this kid, Patrick Mahomes, what can we say about him, man? In all honesty, dude is the absolute story of the NFL right now. No joke, man. And it's no surprise. Let's be honest. That guy sat behind Alex Smith, learned how to play, has a gun for an arm. He can sling it. He can find guys in any way, shape, or form. He can get outside of the pocket. He can run with the ball. And this guy is just absolutely taking the league by storm right now. Jets play pretty well. They beat the Broncos. And you know what? Hey, Isaiah Crowell, big time day for that kid. Over 200 yards on the ground, one touchdown. A lot of people on Facebook love seeing you guys all chiming in. Believe me, I will get to some of the comments that are on here. And yes, the Arizona Cardinals. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the Arizona Cardinals get their first victory of the NFL season. And here's the deal. Don't get too excited. I hate to burst your bubble at the same time. Be happy that you got the victory, but not because they played so well, but maybe because the 49ers didn't play that well, giving them the victory. Anyways, a lot to get into. I'm Andy Dorf. It is NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. I'll be right back, everybody.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
There's glory in the legends of this hard muscle life, and there's poetry in each season made of sweat and strife. Winds whisper of high hopes. Victory is in the skies. A season awaits with glory in her eyes. One joins with many on summer's green field. Time to strive, to dare, for all not to yield.
And on his first play, they're going to let him roll out and look downfield. The throw back across the field, and it's intercepted. And it's going to be a pick six for Quandre Diggs on the very first play of Sam Darnold's debut.
Mayfield under center on second and goal. He turns. Play action fake. Lobs end zone. Landry up in the air. Caught it. Left corner. Touchdown!
Chiefs 3rd and 5 in the gun. Mahomes from his 45. 2 on the defensive line. 5 in the Broncos secondary. Mahomes arms out. Stretch shotgun snap. He's being pressured. Runs to the far side. He throws a left-handed pass. It's caught by Hill. It's caught by Hill on a short pass at the 15. Runs out of bounds for a first down. He pulls a Houdini. What a play by Mahomes!
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Yeah. Hello, everybody. Welcome back in. Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. You can always get at me, 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website as well. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Great clips, as always. Again, Scott picks out great ones. And Patrick Mahomes, you know what? Unfortunately, today, or whenever, Sunday it is, I guess, did not have the game that we're accustomed to him playing in the sense of him throwing a bunch of touchdowns and no interceptions. First time we see this kid actually throw some interceptions, making some mistakes. However, with that being said, they do come through. Kareem Hunt, big time game for him, touchdown for him. Patrick Mahomes has one rushing as well. Their defense really took care of things too. So, and that was somewhat surprising because the Jacksonville Jaguars are the team that is supposed to have the better defense, or what we think they're supposed to have is a really good defense because they did last season. And there's something that's going on with Jacksonville right now. I don't think they're all that great. And I don't think anybody has really showcased himself other than two teams. There's two teams out there that are really making a name for themselves. And there's a guy making a name for himself too, in Patrick Mahomes. One team is the Kansas City Chiefs. The other team is the LA Rams. LA Rams are playing fantastic. Fantastic. And again, I love the comments. And you can always go look me up if you're listening somewhere on Sirius XM radio or whatever it is. Channel 203, I believe, there. But anyways, lots of other ways to check me out. I believe iHeart, TuneIn, all those different applications. But truth is, look, call me, 1-800-878-7529. Let's talk about the day that was in the NFL. Pretty crazy day. Really crazy day. And by the way, let me run through the scores for you, just to kind of get you up to speed in case you didn't know. First and foremost, one more game still to come. Redskins-Saints Monday Nighter. This is an opportunity for the Redskins, let's be honest. They can separate themselves a little bit in that weird division right now in the NFC East. Eagles really struggling. We'll get to it in just a little bit. But those guys play Monday night. Saints as well. They're playing all right, actually. 3-1, got out to a little bit of a slow start. And then Drew Brees kind of picked it up pretty quickly. Okay, so it all started on Thursday, as we all know. Patriots win 38-24 over the Colts. Andrew Luck throws the ball 59 times, man. 59 times. So they're not afraid to let him throw the ball because he's throwing the ball a ton. People are making some comments because of the fact that he didn't throw that Hail Mary on the last play of the game. Well, look. They're not watching how many times he's throwing the ball. So I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong with Andrew Luck. I think they just felt that they had a better opportunity to make that play with their backup, Jacoby Brissett. Because you know what? Maybe they just felt better about it. Patriots win. And I think the Patriots are going to start to figure things out. Guys are coming back. Julian Edelman, you saw a little bit of a difference in that offense with him in there. So Bills get it done. They beat the Titans, and again, I thought if there's a team that could take a step back, the Titans would definitely be a team that would take a step back. They made the playoffs last season. I'm not sold on them being a perennial team to make it to the playoffs. So they take a little bit of a step back. I can see that happening. They go down to the Bills, which, by the way, the Bills have somehow won two games with a rookie quarterback. Let's remember that. Dolphins go down to the Bengals. Bengals win 27-17. And here's the deal there. The Bengals are figuring things out. Now, if you listened to me earlier on the Dorfon Sports Radio program, which you can hear all the time, 8 a.m., 10 a.m. Pacific time. But the truth is the Bengals win 27-17, and I like the Bengals. As long as they don't beat themselves, I think the Bengals are okay. Dolphins, they're going to fall apart, man. That's just who the Dolphins are. That's what they do. Browns get it done. Another overtime game for the Browns. They're going to be they're kind of like the cardiac pack, like I like to call the Green Bay Packers. Because a lot of times when they win games, it's, wow, how did that happen sort of thing. And the Browns, all of a sudden, 2-2-1. They're no longer like the stinky Browns, man. They're competitive. They play hard. Baker Mayfield has brought, obviously, something to the table. Throws for 342, 25 of 43, touchdown. Weren't many touchdowns scored, so the fact that he scored one, great for him. But 12-9, they beat the Ravens. And the Ravens, man, they had a chance, too. The NFL really stands for, and it doesn't really stand for National Football League. I mean, I know it does, but it should really stand for not for long. Because week in and week out, I don't know if there is a more of a league that is a week in, week out type league than the NFL. But the Browns get it done 12-9. They are right there in the mix. And that division's interesting right now. So I guess that's kind of cool. Packers go down to the Lions, 31-23. And the story here is Mason Crosby can't make a field goal to save his life, basically. And Aaron Rodgers throws for 442 yards, three touchdowns. So you would think that maybe, just maybe, the Packers are playing a pretty solid game. And they did, but when you don't make field goals, it really hurts, especially when you don't make 4 of 5. And an extra point to go with it. Throw in the extra point, too, because they missed that, too. Really bad day for Mason Crosby. So Lions are now 2-3, Packers 2-2-1. And right now that division, the Bears, got to be impressed with them in the NFC North. All right, so Jaguars, Chiefs, I already talked a little bit about this. Chiefs get it done 30-14 over the Jaguars, and they look, Chiefs defense showed up. And Blake Bortles throws for 430 yards, with that being said, throws the ball 61 times. 61 times he throws the ball. Wow. That's a lot of times. Jets beat the Broncos 34-16. We'll get into that in a little bit. Case Keenum not having the same magic that he did with the Minnesota Vikings. Clear. Obvious. Steelers 41-17 over the Falcons. What's up with the Falcons? We got to get into that. 1-4. I think they're a better team than that. Giants go down to the Panthers 31-33, and their kicker nails a 63-yarder to seal that deal, too. So not so good for the Packers kicker. Good day for the Panthers kicker. Chargers 26-10 over the Raiders. Chucky, wow, man. Chucky, what's up there? Vikings 23-21 over the Eagles. Cardinals, like I said, they get the victory 28-18. Rams 33-31 over the Seahawks. Texans 19-16 in overtime over the Dallas Cowboys. Anyways, got to take a quick pause for the cause. Going to do it. Love your thoughts, your opinions. Get at me. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America.
Mahomes in the gun. He's got two tight ends, one wide, Kelce. Five in the Bronco secondary. Shotgun snap. It's a handoff, and it goes over the left tackle. And Hunter's into the end zone for a Kansas City touchdown. What a block, and what a slicing run. 4-yard touchdown run, and the Chiefs have taken the lead.
This is Sports Overnight America.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports. Football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
The Browns have the ball. They trail by four in the backfield. Nick Chubb, the rookie out of Georgia, goes right side, 40, 45, 50. He stumbles a little bit to the 40. He's to the 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown! Nick Chubb, 63 yards!
Now more of the Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf getting you through another NFL Rewind right here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was in the NFL. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Dorf Online. Check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Ton to talk about. Ton to talk about. As you know, look, the Cardinals get their first victory. People are pretty excited about that. And as someone who is watching here on Facebook Live, like I said, if you're listening somewhere throughout the galaxy in the world, you can always check me out on Facebook. Just go to Andy Dorf. It's public right now. You can always see what I look like. You can always chime in the conversation. 1-800-878-7529. But Earl points out here that all four QBs, all four rookie QBs get victories today. And one of them, Josh Rosen, does it on the road. And the truth of the matter is look, man, I don't want to take anything away from a win because a win is a win. And it doesn't matter if it's pretty. It doesn't matter if it's ugly. I get it. Josh Rosen, 10 of 25, 170 yards, one touchdown, no interceptions. Gotta like that. Gotta like that. And after the first play, man, oh, man. I mean, you know, there wasn't much happening, obviously, for him. But with that being said, again, good enough to get the victory. David Johnson gives you a couple touchdowns. You got to like that. Gave you something from the backfield that you haven't had. The yardage wasn't great, but the two touchdowns were. Defense stepped up, obviously. Defense played really well. Two touchdowns, a couple interceptions for CJ. And the truth is the 49ers aren't a good football team right now. They were a better team with Jimmy G, but with the season-ending injury, obviously, he's got the job, man, and they're just not going to be as good as they could have been with Jimmy G. And I don't know necessarily how good they would have been with Jimmy G. I think they already had some injuries that were going to hamper them anyways. But anyway, the truth of the matter is yes, congratulations to the Arizona Cardinals for getting a victory. However, if you think everything is all in good and sunny in the Valley of the Sun, well, then I think you are sorely mistaken and you don't really get the big picture. They're going to go to Minnesota next week. Minnesota's coming off of a really nice victory over the Philadelphia Eagles at Lincoln Financial. And they go out and they go there. It's going to be tough in the dome. First time for Josh feeling that atmosphere. I think you're going to have to just, again, man, I understand all four rookie quarterbacks win, and that's great. Kudos. But let's be honest. Do we really think that any of those four quarterbacks are going to lead their team to the playoffs? And if so, who do you think actually has the best chance? I don't think the Jets are making it. Sorry, I just don't think so. I don't think the Cardinals are making it. I don't think Josh Allen and the Bills are making it. And I mean, look, if there's a team that has a chance, maybe, at least right now, in my humble opinion, out of those four rookie quarterbacks to lead his team maybe to the playoffs, because truth be told, that division, it's terrible too. Like, no joke. Baltimore hasn't asserted themselves. Pittsburgh has struggled. They're going to struggle until Le'Veon Bell comes back. However, don't blame that on James Conner, by the way. It's not because he's not running the ball and playing well. But out of the four rookie quarterbacks and the four teams, looking at their divisions realistically, there's one team from the AFC East making it. That's the Patriots. AFC North, I think there's two teams making it. Maybe if they get lucky, a third team, right? AFC South, it's going to get a little interesting. I think Houston's a team to look out for. Look out for Houston. I think they're going to figure things out. Deshaun Watson's too good. He's just too good. Too good not to be able to figure things out and to get his team in the W column a little bit more often than the L column. Kansas City, bro, I'm just telling you, like, this is what makes the NFL so great. Because if you've heard me talk about this, and if you haven't heard me, well, great. I'm going to let you hear me right now. Because the truth is this. When the guys like Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady, Joe Flacco, Matty Ice, Drew Brees, Philip Rivers, you get where I'm going with that. The older guys, those older quarterbacks, when they're ready to call it quits, who is the next group of quarterbacks to really step up and figure this game out and make a name for themselves? Right now, it looks like Patrick Mahomes, my homie. I mean, the guy's playing just ridiculous football. Again, had a little rough day with a couple picks against the Jaguars. But again, I think that's to be expected. That's a good defense. Maybe the best defense in all of the NFL. Maybe. So Patrick Mahomes is a guy that can step up. Jared Goff is showing he's a guy that can step up. We think Carson Wentz is a guy that can step up. I don't know. I mean, look, they got to the Super Bowl with him pretty much doing most of the work. And then obviously Nick Foles had to come in relief. And then he wins the Super Bowl and has that great playoff run to go with it. But people are relying on him to be a guy that can step up and be another great quarterback. I'm just saying, man, look, when you make that much money, because that's what the market will bear, and also because it's the most coveted position in the NFL. I mean, look at the Oakland Raiders, for crying out loud. They stink. They absolutely stink. And they made a bad choice. They made a bad choice, people. They chose Derek Carr and that contract over deciding to pay Khalil Mack because, hey, we need a franchise quarterback. We need a face for this organization. Dude, you had a face in Khalil Mack. That guy can play. That guy can flat out play. He is a one-man wrecking crew. He's a one-man wrecking crew. So when you look at how the landscape of the NFL works, quarterbacks get paid, man. Quarterbacks get paid. Whether they necessarily deserve it or not, they're getting paid. It's crazy. It's really crazy. That was money that was not necessarily wisely spent, at least as of right now. As of right now, I am loving Khalil Mack. And I'm hating the fact that he went to the Chicago Bears. I'm getting a question here. I'm going to read it for you. Again, Facebook Live, you can always just look me up. It's Andy Dorf, public right now. Go to the Facebook Live feed and check out the feed. But Earl says, Dorf, do you think Mike McCoy is damaging Rosen or is the QB guru he needs to groom him? It's a good question. It's a very good question. And you could go in a couple of ways. Oh, man, one of my favorite callers on the line. I love it. Love Mitch in Santa Monica. Again, you can get at me at 1-800-878-7529. You can hit me up on Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. I'll get into that question on the other side, Earl. Maybe even answer that for you during the break because you're watching there on Facebook Live. But do I think Mike McCoy is damaging Rosen, or is he the QB guru that he needs to groom him? That's a good question. I mean, we'll talk about it. I think the play calling's got to change to a certain degree. Anyways, I know I got to take a quick pause for the cause, so I'm going to do that. Keep it close. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind. It is Sports Overnight America.
Second and four at the 26 of Baltimore. Roethlisberger looks to the left, steps to the right, fires back to the left side, looking for Brown in the end zone, leaps up. He's got a touchdown. Antonio Brown in front of Marlon Humphrey, 26 yards from Roethlisberger, and the Steelers right back in it, down 14-12 with 2:50 to play first half.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down, 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Don't go into a football betting weekend blind. Listen to four-time champion handicapper Ron Raymond from The Raymond Report as Ron will share his pro and college football forecast each and every Friday night with Fred Wallen on the Sports Byline Radio Network. Get the latest tip sheet information sports bettors are trusting with their money.
Go! Go! Go!
Carrying the ball 20 times a game requires power and valor, not niftiness. The water bug and whippet backs rarely survive the wail and howl of the banshee. Every team needs a Brahma bull to steamroll through the stacked defenses in the pros. They must meld the buck of a billy goat with the sudden surge of a sprinter. He does not move with polish or slickness. His method is not Grand Prix, but Demolition Derby.
Now more of The Rewind, right here on Sports Overnight America.
Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, NFL Rewind, Sports Overnight America. And listen, if you didn't know this, this is just kind of something that's cool. Tom Brady, when he threw his touchdown pass to Josh Gordon this week, he joined the 500 Club. With, I believe, Brett Favre and, oh, man, somebody else probably. Probably somebody else. I believe there's three guys in that 500 club. Maybe Tom Brady. Yeah, I did say him. Getting that pass to Josh Gordon, Brett Favre, and then maybe my man John Elway, I'm thinking. Something along those lines. Somebody. Anyways. Truth of the matter is Tom Brady's great. Love that guy. I do. I mean, the truth is if you don't love greatness, if you don't have a respect for it, and I should maybe say that that's probably a better way. I respect the greatness. I don't necessarily love Tom Brady, but I respect the greatness. Anyways, I want to jump out to the phones, hook up with my man, Mitch in Santa Monica. Yo, long time no talk. Mitch in Santa Monica, Dorfman, Sports Overnight America, NFL Rewind style. What is on your mind tonight, Mitch?
Well, I had something to talk about, and then all of a sudden you give me the John Facenda intro, and now you're talking about Brady, and you know, Brady, he's the GOAT. I mean, first, by the way, there was another first he may not have mentioned, which I know not many of your viewers may not know or really care about, but today is the first time in history the Milwaukee Brewers, the Green Bay Packers, and the Milwaukee Bucks all played on the same day. I mean, it's a pretty incredible thing, if you think about it. But that being said, you know, Andy, you know, have you ever had an off day where you know, did your sports talk show, and you're like, God, I'm just not killing it. I'm not killing it. And at the end, you kind of do something that kind of, got yourself together. And then, you know, the next week, you know, you killed it. I really felt bad for Mason Crosby today, you know, and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, you missed four field goals. You missed an extra point. And then thank goodness Mike McCarthy runs him out there and kind of rights the ship and gives him the confidence to make that really non-factored field goal, but at least let him know that, by the way, you're still our guy. I mean, he's one of the best in the league, one of the best of all time, Mason Crosby. And to have one of the worst field goals day in history, unbelievable. I mean, Aaron Rodgers couldn't believe it, and yet he still goes over there like a team leader, gives the guy a pat on the back. We're all good. You know, let's go on. We'll move on. The Packers are going to right the ship. By the way, you know, this is week 5. We're seeing what's happening. The Patriots are coming to the top. everyone's coming to the top. Who's usually coming to the top? And those are falling. Those are falling. I mean, we'll see what happens. But I got to tell you, the, biggest revelation I have from this week, if you don't mind, is you know, there's a lot of things that are happening in this country that divide us. And we couldn't see it more in politics. And I'm not going to talk about politics and the Supreme Court, but we know that that was a big divider. There's one thing that, and this is not necessarily all about sports rewind and football, but just sports in general, I just wanted to talk to you about and give me my opinion, is that, you know, for those 3 hours that we go and we watch the game, or maybe for this 1 hour that, you know, we talk to you and we listen to you, all those walls get torn down. And we're all just part of sport. We're all just part of one giant family that loves sport. And whether you're on, you know, my team or that team, you know, it really doesn't matter. We're all in this together, and we all respect it and love it. And we may hate you, you know, on the field or off the field, but you know what? When it's all said and done, it's all good because it's all sport. And then you begin to think about those who aren't here with us, who have been there with the sport, that you were there, your father and your grandfather, and you think about all those people when your team does well that may have not been doing well for so long, whether it's Cleveland or now the Milwaukee Brewers, and you think about those people that were there and you wish they were there with you, you kind of get a sense of reality of what life is all really about and what it means to be a sports fan, or just to be a person or be a human being, and to how to treat one another, and to remember those people. And I know you understand what I'm talking about right now. And I know it's not necessarily a football take, but God, I can't. Today's Milwaukee Brewer victory was something that was deep to the core of my soul, deep in the core of my family, deep in the core of so many Milwaukee Brewer fans that have been there and done that, and Hat aren't there with us today, and younger fans, they just relish in that moment of just like, you know what, they did something, and it's about your community, it's about your state, and it's about everything, and sport can just relish in it, and it's just so wonderful to be a part of something, you know, whether it's your team or that team, and it's just, you know, I'm getting a little off topic, I understand that, but
it's all good. Hey, listen, no. You know. Hey, look, I get it, man. I totally understand where you're coming from. Believe me, brother. Those are where the roots, where I'm from, the Green Bay Packers, the Milwaukee Bucks, the Brewers. That's my heart and soul, my bread and butter. I'm with you. But you brought up something about Mason Crosby, and I want to get back to that for just a quick moment. But I agree with everything that you just said about the feelings that you get about certain things that happen to your sports teams, whether it's football, whether it's baseball, whether it's basketball. It doesn't matter, man. It really doesn't. And that's not necessarily getting off the subject. That's just you expanding the subject to a certain degree. But the truth is I want to get back to something you said. And I did see Aaron Rodgers go to Mason Crosby at the end of that game and, you know, talk to him and say, look, you know, he probably said something along the lines of, look, it wasn't your day, man, but we're going to need you at some point. You know, let this one roll off your back and get back to the drawing board, and we're going to need you next week. So, but truth be told, man, there have been a couple times throughout Mason Crosby's career where he has struggled. And when he does, it goes really, really bad for him. With that being said, Mike McCarthy has stuck behind him every single time that has happened. I'm interested to see what happens moving forward, if the leash will be a little tighter, because let's face it, Mitch, you're a Packer fan, so am I. If he makes those kicks, if he makes 4 out of 5 kicks, the Green Bay Packers win that football game.
Oh, without question. And by the way, that was, what was it, 2 or 3 seasons ago, he had a terrible season.
Yes.
So they stuck with him. And ever since then, he's been money. He's Mason Money Crosby. I mean, yes. I mean, come on now. He's the man. And he's just had, you know, and actually up to this point of this year, he's killing it. He's killing it. He just had one of those days. And I think, and I went back and I kept watching. What did he say in his list? I think he said to Rodgers, I thought I had it.
Let me ask you another question. Yeah. I'm watching the football game, and this defense is getting shredded, getting just absolutely eaten alive. Have you noticed a difference, to be quite honest, from this new defensive coordinator and this new scheme versus the old defensive coordinator and that scheme of Dom Capers? Yes or no?
A little bit, but the thing is you got a lot of different players. And the thing is that there was let's talk about the difference between the first half and the second half. Remember, if there wasn't a taunting penalty by the rookie defensive back, this game could have completely turned around. They scored. I mean, that cost them 4 minutes and about 50 yards of field position. I mean, Rodgers was about to have the ball on a three and out and going in for another touchdown, possibly another two-point conversion, and Mason Crosby's not a factor in this game. But all of a sudden, this rookie does a ridiculous – which, by the way, the taunting penalty was actually – I think it was ridiculous. He looked over, he looked down at the guy. He didn't flash his hands. He flashed his hands after he was walking away. It was a ridiculous call. I mean, it's back to the no-fun league. But to answer your question, yeah, I mean, the defense is a little bit different, but you know what? Every year you got different players. It's hard to say. Is it the coordinator? Is it this? I think Clinton Dix is having a much better season this year, whether that's because of the coordinator or not, or whether it's just because he's just been more active in the plays. It's hard for me to tell. I did see, though, a tremendous difference in our defense, in the Packer defense, in the first half and the second half. And without that taunting penalty, I think that changed the entire course of the game.
All right. Hey, great call as always, Mitch. Love your thoughts. Love your opinions.
One more thought, if you don't mind.
Real quick, man.
Okay, man. Fear the beer. We're all about the wheat. Go Brewers. We're gonna win it this year, man. We're going to do it for this guy.
There he is, man. There's nobody more passionate about sports than Mitch in Santa Monica. Love that guy. Love his passion. Every now and then he does get on a tangent and he goes off subject a little bit, but that's because he loves sports. He's called a fanatic, and he's a fan, which is short for fanatic. 1-800-878-7529. Love your thoughts. Love your opinions, people. You know that's the one thing about the Dorf, man. I am much different than most people, especially when it comes to sports talk radio. I love throwing thoughts out there. I love throwing opinions out there. But I love you expressing your thoughts and your opinions as well. You can always get at me on Twitter, too. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Please check out the website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, I guess I got to take a break, man. This show has flown by. I'm going to take a pause for the cause. I'm going to come back, and then I'm going to basically give you my final thoughts, give you a couple few more opinions, and then we're going to have to get the heck out of Dodge. So keep it close, everybody. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the NFL Rewind, and this is Sports Overnight America.
Brady now over 300 yards for the game, 83rd time in his career, looking for all of it. Unloads to the end zone, caught by Gordon. Touchdown, Patriots.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host that can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
Rebuild or replace transmission, $3,200. Anti-lock brake system, $1,000. Rebuild or replace engine, $2,400. Truth is, once your manufacturer's warranty runs out, it's all on you. Every last cent. Get protection for covered repairs with a vehicle service contract from Toco Warranty. Unlike other companies, with Toco, there's no down payment, and the monthly payments are really affordable. Not sure how long you're keeping your car? At Toco, you can pay as you go. Keep your hard-earned cash and call Toco Warranty right now at 800-222-2313 to save big money on covered auto repairs. Prices vary by vehicle, but for about the cost of a tank of gas per month, a Toco plan has your back on expensive covered car repairs. Monthly payments are very affordable. Get your free quote now. Call Toco at 800-222-2313. That's 800-222-2313. 800-222-2313. Cancellation fee may apply. Subject to eligibility. Not available in Missouri and Washington. Waiting period and deductible apply. Coverage provided and administered by Warren Tech Corporation or its affiliates. Not affiliated with any manufacturer or dealership. Visit TocoWarranty.com for complete terms and conditions.
Now, more of the Rewind. Right here on Sports Overnight America.
Man, oh man, it goes way too fast, people. That's all I can say. The NFL Rewind, Andy Dorf, Sports Overnight America. Follow me on Twitter, everybody. Check me out. Dorf on Sports, Dorf Online. You can always check out my website. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, couple quick thoughts and opinions. My final takes before I get the heck out of Dodge. And like I said, man, always – so much to talk about, never enough time to do it. But week five of the NFL basically in the books as we have one game left with the Redskins playing the Saints on Monday night. I think the Redskins go on the road and struggle. I think the Saints play pretty well, to be quite honest with you. So I would think that they have a really, really solid performance. Drew Brees looking pretty sharp the last couple of weeks. But a couple takeaways. Patriots, I think they have sort of figured things out a little bit. Interesting that four rookie quarterbacks from the NFL this week, week five, they all get a victory. Josh Rosen getting it on the road. So I think that that's interesting. Bengals continue to play well, man. I mean, can they really be a force? They have a lot of talent. They've got a really good wide receiver, Andy Dalton, running game, defense can play, they can shut you down. What's up with the Ravens? Not quite sure. Browns? I mean, is this the year of the Browns? Seriously, man. They're not the worst team in the NFL right now. That's something to be said about that. Packers struggling. Mason Crosby has a terrible day. Lions kind of getting themselves back in the mix. Chiefs, Patrick Mahomes. He's the story, people. He is the story of the NFL right now. Jaguars? I don't know. Are they having a little bit of a hangover from last season? Steelers? Have they figured things out a little bit with a nice victory over the Falcons? And speaking of that, what's up with the Falcons, man? I don't know. Can they figure it out? They're 1-4. Sooner or later, you have to be in panic mode. So Chargers, they're still above 500. Raiders, dude, John Gruden, I'm sure you thought it was going to be a lot easier than it is. Well, you're learning it's not that easy. Vikings, nice victory over the Eagles. Cardinals, good victory, people. You got yourself off of the schneid. You finally no longer the only winless team in the NFL. For Scott on the other side of the glass, callers, I'm Andy Dorf saying peace. It's the NFL Rewind, and this was Sports Overnight America.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.